Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love, August 11, 2012. And today we're going to be talking about Olympic signs of Olympic times. That's the subject and the signs I'm referring to. In particular, right off the bat, we're going to be going into these crop circles that appeared during the Olympics. Interesting crop circle pictures. I've provided the link. You can look at those crop circles, not just this Olympics, but also 4 years ago, about the same time at the Olympics, the Beijing Olympics, there's pictures of crop circles and some comments on them. I'm going to be going into that, the visualization and the message. We're talking about unofficial contact here. Obviously, the mainstream media isn't talking about it. It's out there. It's all over the Internet. A lot of blogs, websites are carrying these pictures, and it's like a blackout in the regular media, which is not surprising, you know, if you understand what it really represents as far as the real powers that be. And I like to think that the real powers that be in this case are the true Olympians, those who are other dimensional, perhaps, other planetary systems, or a combination of both. So I'm going to go into that, what this means. And again, the mainstream media is not reporting it, so is it real? And you decide. And if you'd like to call in and discuss this, if you had a chance to look at these pictures and have some insight on this, I'd be glad if you shared it. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead with what I've got. You can check out the recent Olympic crop circle pictures on that link I provided, heartcom.org/Olympic signs.htm. And again, note those crop circles from 4 years ago, about the same time at the last Olympics, the Beijing Olympics. It's rather interesting. For those who get it, that crop circles are a definite message from upstairs, you might say. One is left to wonder, what in the world are they trying to tell us? So, if you really want to know, there's another big clue to what the message is. And again, we're talking about clues here. I'm no messenger of the messengers, so to speak, other than different signs, symbols, indications, and clues. And I provided a link regarding that other major clue, the capstone vision, and I'm going to go into that also during the show. So that's kind of an overview of the show. This isn't rocket science, folks. Rockets are actually old technology. I mean, I think before long we'll look back at the time when people sat on top of these Roman candles, these giant rockets, and blasted into space. And, of course, we know how dangerous that is and how many of the astronauts have blown up on the launch pad. But obviously the crop circles makers are using extremely advanced technology to create the crop circles and to give us these messages, these signs, these symbols. And I've had several videographers of filmmakers of the crop circle phenomena on the show. You can see, go back to the archives, you can see several of those interviews I've had, and with an interesting story of, you know, other different definite messages that have been giving, numerous messages, exquisite metaphor messages, direct messages, allegory, analogies with these symbols and signs, and it's an interesting phenomenon, to say the least. So, obviously, we're not alone. There is a higher power that wants us to get our act together so we can say we did it ourselves. Of course, that would be the prime directive. They're not really interfering in our lives other than very subtly giving us these hints, appearing all over the planet, largely in England, because perhaps the ley lines there and the history there, but they are appearing all over the world. So there's a new technology that's involved with these creation of these crop circles, and I think it's referencing extraordinary new technologies that have been developed, like free energy technologies, other quantum zero-point energy technologies that have been developed. We're talking about quantum science, and also quantum science of the what's sometimes referred to the quantum field, the unified field, or the source field. And I've had quite a few articles. Those who follow my writings, I've had quite a few articles on the source field, and I provide links to those writings in the articles that I've provided with these on this Cosmic Love Show homepage today. There's links, there's articles you can read, and there's quite a few references to this understanding of the quantum field or the source field. So global humanity is obviously on the threshold of a quantum leap. And this is sometimes referred to spontaneous evolution, as happens throughout history in cycles that approximate one half of the precession of the equinoxes, about a 25,800-year cycle as our solar system orbits through the Milky Way galaxy. And I provided some interesting videos on this, some animated videos and other videos in these articles I've provided with links on the Cosmic Love webpage. So you can read those articles at your leisure if you haven't already scanned them or read them. And there are links within links that go into more detail on this understanding of what in the world is going on with this crop circle phenomena and what are the messages, what are they trying to tell us. So I'm going to be finishing up today as I go through this with some orientation on this concept of spontaneous evolution that's going on with our DNA and with our consciousness, the big shift in consciousness on the planet, and also what's sometimes referred to as the creative ascent process. What are the dynamics involved with the spontaneous evolution, this awakening, this sometimes referred to as mass awakening or the big shift in energies and consciousness, and how what are the dynamics of this, and what are some of the signs and references to this that go back throughout history. And I'll be going into that with this understanding of the capstone vision and universal co-creation, this concept of universal sovereignty, universal co-creation, and how mankind is waking up with this understanding of this, the unified field source, and our connection with it, how everything is connected. So this is the good news. There's an evolution revolution going on. It's accelerating. I provide some links to what Greg Braden has referred to as the zero-point convergence or the zero-point phenomena, and other videos, Terence McKenna, for example, on the accelerating rate of change and an understanding of what's going on in through the end of 2012. Now, I'm putting it out there pretty strongly with the writings and with the show that something major is going on. We've been having a lot of signs and symbols, crop circles, for example, that have been specifically relating to a timeline of 2012 and through the end of 2012, that something really extraordinary is about to happen. I've had different authors, speakers on the show that I've interviewed regarding this subject over the last couple years. And I'm basically going to get a little bit more congruent on the subject today with this, with these crop circles. So I'm going now to the Olympic Signs of the Times as far as the crop circle. That was reported August 9th, 2012, at Cheesfoot Head near Winchester, Hampshire, UK, England, near the Olympics. And there's a picture at that website of actually two crop circles near across the road to a fair that's going on. It's called the Boomtown Fair. A rock and dance festival is going on nearby, and the road running past this is about an hour's drive from the London Olympics. And the picture I provided, you can note the crowd that's next door at this Bloomtown Fair. And we're talking about not just one, but two very large, perfect, very intricate designs that appeared all of a sudden in the crops. And no one noticed it at first. The media chooses to ignore this cosmic phenomena of crop circles. And it was interesting that with that, even with that major event next door, no one at first noticed that the crop circles appeared suddenly, or the field obviously would have been filled with people, you know, walking through it and just amazed at this very intricate, huge structure. The most amazing complex, larger formation is at least 400 feet wide, and it's a square within a circle with these intricate, very intricate patterns, which is actually called, some in the East is called the endless Tibetan knot. It's the pattern Tibetans have used, and it's also called, Buddhists refer to it as the infinity symbol. These geometric interlaced patterns within the square in this crop circle. So the larger meaning of that symbol to the Tibetans, the Buddhists, is that everything is interrelated. It's like an endless interrelated knot, and it kind of looks like cubes within the cubes, and it's a 4x4 pattern of these interlaced. Now this knot, something referred to, the Tibetan knot. And it's also called an endless knot, and it's a geometric diagram pattern that's actually used a lot in the East for ornamentation, for meditation, and it's been used to symbolize the nature of reality where everything is interrelated, this auspicious, endless Tibetan knot. And it only exists, this concept that how everything is interrelated only exists as part of a web of cause and effect, this endless interrelated web of cause and effect, sometimes referred to as karma, whereby theologians say we reap what we sow, physicists say to every action there's an opposite and equal reaction, in biology it's referred to stimulus and response theory. Basically, it's cosmic law or universal law. Everything is related, and there is there's cause and effect. We get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. It's like kind of a paradox. We have free will choice, but we're also accountable for the choices that we make. So there are consequences, and the principle here is that with everything being interrelated, there's no end or no beginning. That's the whole message of the circle. The square is within the circle, and this square with those this Tibetan knot, this endless knot, is also a reference to, again, there's no end or no beginning. It's all interconnected. So this is also an exquisite scientific metaphor for quantum reality, or what's called the source field, the unified field of all connected quantum field, quantum reality, and this is quantum physics. So this concept, the message here, you know, you can get metaphoric in different ways. The Buddhists say with this symbol, this Tibetan knot, that it represents the infinite wisdom of the Buddha. Or you could also say that it's the all-connected kindness of the Christ. And in both cases, Buddhic or Christic, it's referring to the union of compassion and wisdom with the geometric first principles of cosmic universal love. The cosmic love, the love model, the L in the love model is in reference to the illusory character of linear time, you know, linear, logical, left brain letter of the law, and the finite here and now, you know, the L, the linear concept of linear consciousness. And this is inseparable, you know, like everything's interrelated, so it's inseparable from the nonlinear spherical spiritual connection with the infinite and the eternal, the O in this L-O-V-E love model, geometry of divinity. So the synthesis of the L and the O is in the V, you know, like thesis, antithesis, synthesis, you know, you have linear, nonlinear, and that combination of the two of these three principles in what's called 4D or real time, moment to moment, is an ongoing synthesis, you might say, of as we move from linear consciousness to nonlinear spherical spiritual consciousness in real time, then we there is a synergy, you might say, of these components to the capstone. And I'm going to be talking about the capstone concept of and assembling the components to the capstone as far as 5D, you know, the whole which is greater than the sum of the parts. The synergy with the wholeness of 5D, which is sometimes referred to as universal co-creation, unity and diversity, a sense of the infinite, the eternal, here and now. And again, we're talking about ultimate paradox, but the greatest mysteries are unveiled in paradox, to be in the world but not of the world, etc. So I provided there's another smaller crop circle to the side of the other one that I've provided on this web page. Those who have tuned in later in the show, this is Christopher Rudy, and I'm giving an orientation to those website links that I provided on the Cosmic Love homepage, and I'm referring now to specifically the first link that goes into Olympic Signs of the Times with this crop circle that appeared just August 9th, here just a couple days ago, at Cheesefoot Head near Winchester, Hampshire, in the United Kingdom, near the Olympics. And there's a larger pattern, a square with a inside of a circle, and there's a nearby is another pattern, which is a circle with two rings around it. And these are very sophisticated, perfect patterns. And there's no, if you look at the pictures, there are no walk-in paths into the two smaller circles, which is to say it's impossible for this to be man-made, for something this sophisticated and this large and so perfect with no paths walking into it. It's just virtually impossible. So they're very credible pictures. They're amazing pictures, quite honestly. And what it means, well, you know, that's up for interpretation. And I've provided some interpretation guidelines and some concepts that, you know, I've been talking about, you know, universal law, language, archetypal patterns that are referenced a lot. You know, the circle, the triangles, the squares, pure geometry archetypes are referred to. Carl Jung, the father of modern psychology, talked a lot about mandalic archetypes. And actually, he went through a stage in his life when you might say he had a mental breakdown, and he came, you know, the dark night of the soul, and he came out of it with having visions of mandalic patterns, you know, pure geometric mandalic patterns, which is pretty much what crop circles are. So I think it's an interesting subject to cuss and discuss, so to speak. I provide a picture and a video under these crop circle pictures on that link I provided on Olympic Signs of the Times, these crop circles that appeared during the Olympics. I've also provided a picture of a crop circle from the side with these orbs of light appearing around, hundreds of them in this crop circle. And this is a common phenomena with crop circle formations. While they're being created and immediately after, there's like an energy field in these crop circles. There's an energy that for some reason magnetizes, I don't know whether it's the chicken or the egg, whether the orbs are involved with creating the crop circles, which some people say, or a part of the phenomena are magnetized by the crop circles, whatever. But these orbs and this understanding of orbs, there's an interesting video that I found that I've included. It's really an interesting, amazing YouTube video that's a demonstration of orb manifestation through a receptive group mediation or meditation. Digital cameras are really effective at photographing orbs, even when people can't otherwise see them. And this is a video that's got amazing orbs forming over this group meditation. You can watch that if you'd like. Under that, there's a picture of someone in a meditation pose, and that's a graphic rendition. That's not actually a photograph, as I understand it. It's possible, but I think that's just someone did a graphic rendition of what a lot of these orbs look like. And a lot of these orbs have been photographed with these same very unique geometric patterns, east and west. And it's interesting how, again, there are sophisticated mandalas in the east and the west, and specifically I'm referring to the Aztec sunstone as like a giant mandala with these archetypal symbols. And I've provided pictures of that with a link that you can click on there, in reference to these sophisticated mandalas, east and west. There's quite a few pictures of them, and you can look at them, and I think there's a message there. And Jung would say, the father of modern psychology, that these are archetypal patterns in the collective unconscious. And of course, my question is, what was that the Tibetan monks in deep meditation, did they come up with these mandalic thought forms through being overshadowed with orbs? And I say overshadowed because quite often people that are, so to speak, enlightened, there'll be giant orbs that'll just come and sit over their heads or, be like an aura or like a halo around them. There'll be this orb of light. And is there a specific geometric pattern in these orbs that have a specific intelligence that's somehow conveyed in deep meditation by Tibetan monks? And is that how they came up with these mandalas? I don't know. It's a fascinating subject that the field, the collective source field or the quantum field, has an intelligence. Sometimes people refer to the Akashic Records or the Antahkarana, the web of light, the web of consciousness, called the source field or whatever. And perhaps these mandalas, the geometry of them, carry a certain intelligence. Just like Hans Jenner did research with sound patterns that have specific geometric forms when put on a metal plate with sand on it. It creates geometric patterns that corresponds to the different frequencies. So there's a correlation between frequency and form, obviously. Research has shown that. Matter of fact, the ancient sound for Om, chanted by Buddhists for thousands of years, they put that sound, that frequency of Om, just a resonant Om through an oscilloscope, and it creates a mandalic pattern that's virtually exactly like this ancient mandala called the Sri Yantra that was created thousands of years ago and one of the most popular mandalas in the East with Tibetan Buddhism and Hinduism also. These mandalic yantras are the physical expression of mantras like Om. So this is all fascinating to me, and I'm kind of tying it here together with these pictures and with these links and with the crop circles. So crop circles obviously have different messages with different frequencies and energies coded in them. Some of the crop circles, I've had people on the show, that, filmmakers have talked about some of these patterns have healing frequencies. People that are healers, recognize these patterns and actually recognize the frequency, the different types of healing frequencies, different patterns with different frequencies, just like the sound patterns with Hans Jenner's research with sand on a metal plate with different frequencies, or just like, you know, the oscilloscope version of a waveform from the intonation of Om. I mean, it's amazing, the correlation of form and frequency. And I think now this is there's a quantum reality here and a science there. It's called the science of synamics with you know, the frequency and form correlations. And you also see this in the work of the Japanese Emoto, who did snowflake crystals, crystallized water, has different forms based on the frequencies that's in the water. It's the same concept, form and frequency. And you might say form and function. Different forms have different frequencies with different functions. So on that same page on Olympic Signs of the Times, there's a crop circle picture from the Beijing Olympics on 8808. It was a huge, unique crop circle. It was discovered near Alton Barnes in Wiltshire, United Kingdom. And it was a figure eight. It was just a figure eight, but it was a sophisticated figure eight with a lot of circles, like a cycle, like phases of the moon, where it's smaller and then larger. And I actually had a website on this 4 years ago. My computer crashed, and when I was working on web pages, I lost a lot of web pages, lost a lot of information on this. And at that time, I had a detailed explanation of the intersection of this of the two circles, and it was. And I suppose you could do some just a research on 8808 crop circles, and pull up stuff, and you could read about it. But there's a lot of different interpretations. But some of them are classic interpretations, like ancient symbols widely used in Tibetan, Hindu, or other cultures around the world. So the message of this figure eight at 8808 is kind of obvious in one sense. But at the same time, I like to think that it's referencing something major that's going on again with 2012. And at this eight, if you look at this figure eight flow, it's the exact pattern, exact parallel pattern, figure eight pattern, that's mirrored in a sine wave orbit of our solar system across the galactic plane, known as the Great Crossing. And if you take the full cycle of about 25,800 years as our solar system orbits above and below the galactic plane, it forms. A sine wave, and the complete cycle mirrored or overlaid, you get a figure eight flow back and forth across the galactic plane. If it was compressed, you know, and symbolically, you could say that's the sine wave curve, you know, from age to age is a figure eight. You know, if you compress the different ages together, it's all the different cycles. Every 25,800 years is a complete cycle, and two of those you might say is a figure eight, or that would be the larger repeating cycle. So this concept of there are larger cycles, and the 2012 is, you might say, according to Mayan calendar and cosmogenesis and astrophysics, that's looking at this photon belt of the galactic plane, our solar system is intersecting that at this time, you know, in this 25,800-year cycle. It actually crosses it twice. It goes up above it and then down below it and back to the same point of alignment with the galactic plane. So the science of this, there's a video I provided, and you can understand this by going to the link I provided. It's a YouTube animated video, and it's brilliant on this understanding of the precession of the equinoxes and how our solar system crosses this galactic plane of hundreds of billions of star systems that are in alignment in a circular plane around the great central sun of our Milky Way galaxy. So this is all fascinating to me. thought you might find it interesting to see some references to this. There's also a picture a crop circle picture from the 2008 Olympics I provided. It's called the Sign of the Cross. It's not your ordinary cross. It's in the cross formation, but it's got seven circles down the vertical part and five going across. And it's interesting to me how this pattern, you might say, could reference in the vertical part of the cross, the longer part of the cross. It could be the seven chakras, the seven glands, the seven energy centers, and there's a spinning energy, and all connected. Again, this is the concept of they're all connected. They're all woven together, the vertical circles and the horizontal circles. So that's an interesting graphic. There's an interpretation of that, again, relating back to the message of 8808 with the Olympics, and it's, you know, how this all relates to, in a larger sense, the crossing, the great crossing of our solar system. And I'm getting a beeping on my phone. I think my phone is just about run out of juice, so I am going to replug here from one to the other phone. Excuse me while I do this. Taking a little break. It'll be just a second. So, talking about the crop circles, and I went through kind of an orientation of the crop circles that have appeared recently in England. And 4 years ago during the Olympics, some crop circles, and you can read about those with the link that I provided on the Cosmic Love homepage. There's another keynote, as I referenced the introduction earlier. There's another keynote link you can read. It's about what's going on, what's sometimes referred to the capstone mystery or the creative ascent process with the Great Crossing, the understanding of the Great Crossing, this huge cycle of our solar system through the galactic plane. This is what's going on now, and with and what the Mayan calendar refers to as the end of time as we've known it, because there is a new time that's matriculating the matrix, you might say, and that new time is the spontaneous evolution that's going on with our DNA, with the surge of the energy in the source field, or the energy fields of the photon belt of the galactic plane, as our solar system is in alignment with it. There's a surge of energy right through to the great central sun and hundreds of billions of star systems in the galactic plane, creating a force field called the photon belt, which, again, I provided a link with an animated video that shows our solar system orbiting up and across the galactic plane. So you can look at those videos, that video and some other videos I provided, but specifically the link I provided on the capstone mystery, what's really going on with this great crossing, was actually coded in a capstone. The Benben stone was a sacred stone in the solar temple of Heliopolis in Egypt. It was located where the first rays of the sun fell. And it was thought to have been the prototype of later obelisks, and the capstones of the Great Pyramids were based on its design and its dimensions. Now, I provided a picture of this sacred stone called the Benben Stone, which is a perfect pyramid-shaped capstone. It is a capstone, it's got hieroglyphics on it, some symbolism, and it's been interpreted, and the consensus is that this was the stone that the phoenix or the Bennu bird would return every 12,594 years and place its new egg. Now, this is all symbolic and metaphor, but if you get into it, what we're talking about, that every 12,594 years, that's again, one half the precession of the equinox. And this was at the time, supposedly, according to the hieroglyphs and the message, that at the time that a new era of mankind was started. Well, it was about 12,594 years ago that the age of the rise of Atlantis occurred. this great spontaneous evolution, this rise of this very sophisticated, advanced civilization we mythically know as Atlantis. And it rose, and obviously it fell, like hundreds of other civilizations across the planet have risen and fallen. But so the message in those hieroglyphics is that the phoenix of the Bennu bird came from the Isle of Fire, the mythical place where the gods were born. Now, there's more information on that in the link. But I translated that basically with more of this understanding of this 12,594 years is one half the precession of the equinox, which is the great cycle or orbit of our solar system across our galactic plane of hundreds of billions of star systems. And that orbit crosses the galactic plane twice in each great cycle. And the great crossing orbits through our Milky Way galaxy's photon belt, which is an intense concentration of cosmic rays and photonic light spanning our vast Milky Way galaxy. So I provided, for a visualization, I provided a photograph of the Sombrero Galaxy, which approximates what our Milky Way galaxy looks like from deep space. And it shows the galactic plane and the photon belt of concentrated light with alignments of, again, of hundreds of billions of star systems in this flat circular plane around the great central sun. And this is the great like the great central sun, this huge, massive great central sun at the heart of our vast Milky Way galaxy. So if you look at that visualization of the Sombrero Galaxy, which is, again, approximates very closely what our Milky Way galaxy looks like, you can, if you look about two-thirds of the way out from the center of, you know, where the Great Central Sun is, that's where the Great Crossing occurs. In other words, our solar system is about two-thirds of the way out from the central sun of our Milky Way galaxy. And again, this is not explained any more than crop circles is explained. And it's pretty much the same reason, because if people had the larger cosmic picture of what's going on, and if the sciences were connected and revealing to us what's really going on with the quantum field or the source field or the energy fields of the accelerated change, well, that would simply explain what's going on with the heating up of the Earth, within the ecology and the global warming, because it's going on all the planets of the solar system. There's just the intensified frequency. There's more light, a cosmic fire, or whatever you want to call it, cosmic rays, gamma rays, different rays, energetics. We're in the photon. We're right in the line with the photon belt. For 10 years, it's been heating up our planet because we've been entering this photon belt for 10 years. So this is an interesting story. And the science of it, there's plenty of it here. Again, what the capstone was saying, the Benben stone there, and from the solar temple of Heliopolis thousands of years ago, it was referencing the same thing. This is a moment when the Bennu bird would return, or the phoenix would return every 12,594 years, and at this time it would be a moment when a new era of mankind was started. Well, that's what I'm talking about, spontaneous evolution. And people are waking up, but it's our DNA that's waking up. It's the surge in the source field that's activating our DNA, our atom cells, electrons, and our consciousness. It's all connected. And of course, that's the whole point. It's all connected. That's what the crop circles have been saying. You know, it's all connected. And of course, we know that nature is, you know, all connected, you know, and that message, that understanding has a place. So, again, the interpretation of this, the return of the phoenix to the Bennu bird is the allegory of phoenix rising that alludes to the surge in the quantum source field as the cosmic fire of the photon belt surges into our solar system due to galactic alignment at this time. So last time this occurred, again, was the mythical rise of Atlantis, when the spontaneous evolutionary ascent of humanity was triggered. You know, DNA activation was triggered due to the effect of the photon belt, photonic cosmic fire, or cosmic rays. So the phoenix's new egg that was supposedly laid on these cycles every 12,000 or so years, is sometimes referred to as the cosmic egg of universe or source, the cosmic egg from which all co-creation is hatched. Again, spontaneous evolution. And this, you might say, this is the creator's all-connected light-coded intelligence in the web of light, you know, the source field, that's triggering or activating our DNA with source code. And what is the source code? Well, there's an intelligence there. And it's really like the order of the universe or the mind of God or the blueprint for a golden age. It's all there. And so there is a quickening going on, and there's more people waking up and with the rate of change accelerating to 2012's zero-point awakening. And again, I provided a YouTube video that I've used before. It's by Terrence McKenna, and it's on time acceleration, what we can expect in 2012 with the rate of change accelerating. Greg Braden's talked about this, the zero-point phenomena. We're approaching it. That's what 2012 is about. Whether it's going to be peaking here at the end of the year with winter solstice, or whether it's going to be just coming to a critical mass at that point with mass awakening, who knows? It's going to be interesting, though, and there's a lot of drama. You can see that, you might say, with the assembling of the components to the capstone, there's a vision of what's about to happen or is happening that's interesting. And in the metaphor of the phoenix, was said in the Benbu stone, this pyramid capstone, Benben stone, was said again that the phoenix came from the Isle of Fire. Symbolically, the Isle of Fire, of course, the Isle of Fire, sometimes called the Lake of Sacred Fire or the Cosmic Fire of Source. It's like the Antakarana, the Web of Light. It's cosmic fire. You might say it's the mythical realms of etheric fire where the true Olympians dwell. Now, this is a subject that, you know, the true Olympians, you know, and other dimensionally, the realm of ascended beings who've won the real gold, who've graduated to higher octaves in cosmic service, to Phoenix Rising, you might say, is in cosmic service to cosmogenesis, conscious evolution. And, you know, it's a free will factor. They obviously can't make it happen. All they can do is create an environment in which conscious evolution can thrive. So the whole thrive thing of cosmogenesis, cosmic evolution, the evolution of souls, human life is like 100 years at in general at most, and that's a speck in, you know, as far as the larger scheme of things, that's just a speck in time. So this concept of etheric fire as the cosmic fire or true spiritual fire for the genesis of our conscious evolution and cosmogenesis.
About 10 minutes.
Okay. So this is the whole theme of, you know, this genesis and cosmogenesis, worlds without end. This is the larger scheme of cosmic evolution. So there's some food for thought here. You know, we're talking about cosmic fire in the cosmic egg of source is the divine spark that lights every soul that incarnates into 3D to test the soul in the path of eternal ascent or conscious evolution. So to experience multiple dimensions of conscious evolution in real time, which is like 4D is real time, you know, moment to moment, this is the evolutionary ascent or the conscious ascent, the creative ascent process for 5D sovereignty, as represents, you might say, the law of the angles of God in resonance with the cosmic language of the angels of divine love. Again, form and frequency, the spirit that matters. And this is really talking about conscious evolution of our better human divine nature as embryo gods. So the cosmic egg concept of source and this understanding of what's going on with conscious evolution on the planet being activated or stimulated by this galactic alignment and the surge in the source field and the activation of our DNA. This, to me, is a fascinating concept. Obviously, we're souls having a human experience rather than humans trying to have a spiritual experience. And a lot of people are waking up to this understanding that it is all connected, and that they're waking. A lot of people are waking up with gifts of the Holy Spirit, you might say, the Holy Spirit of discernment, discernment of spirits, and basically the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in action. And this is what embryo gods do. They kind of, you know, they come out of that cosmic egg of source into physical 3D. The soul is tested to the point where some get it, some don't. And but in the eternal scheme of things, there is evolutionary ascent, the creative ascent process, the capstone process, the creative ascent process. So anyway, I provided another video there on this page on the capstone creative ascent process. The link is provided on the Cosmic Love homepage. You can look at that. There's some really interesting videos, what the Mayan calendar is really about. There's a series of videos. Plato called the full cycle of the precession of the equinox as the great year. And in this video I've included, it was clearly recognized by ancient civilizations that aligned their massive megalithic structures according to the precession of the equinox, including Stonehenge, the Great Pyramids, South American pyramids, and structures worldwide were aligned to this understanding of the precession of the equinox, the Great Crossing, the Great Year, the phenomena of spontaneous evolution. Was really the reason for this. This is when civilizations begin. This is when effective sensory perception is ESP, as at the time of Atlantis, when it's awakening. This is what's going on now. And it usually peaks at the beginning, and it's like it bursts forth, and it comes to fruition for what, maybe 1,000 years or 2,000 years? Is that, you know, what the golden age, the prophesied millennial golden age, is that what it's about? You know, I tend to believe that. So, to me, it's hopeful. You know, it's obvious to me that what's happening. The crop circles are referencing it. You know, there's a higher intelligence that's given us hints and signs and symbols and trying to, you know, and it's not telling us what to do. It's like we got to figure it out. We got to do this ourselves. And anyway, it's happening now. So you can read these articles. And the graphics, the videos, the one final one that I've included, that I've linked to, is called the Creative Ascent Process itself, and it goes into different dimensions of that, what's going on in civilization right now. And as Edgar Cayce said, each and every soul will become consciously aware of the ability to communicate with the divine. So this is what I really believe is what is happening now, what's beginning to happen. It's happened with a lot of people. A lot of people are sensing this. And I'm going to do a wrap now. And I want to thank everyone for listening. Happy trails until we meet again. I look forward to being in touch with anyone who wants to contact me through email. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with Cosmic Love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic Love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.